Hello everyone, welcome back to the Stay Zen with Saj podcast. It is I, your host, Sajida Dahlia, and today I have with me two very special guests. Introduce yourselves.
Hi guys, it's Adana here.
Hi everyone, my name is Hadia.
Today we are going to be talking about the dynamic of friend groups. They are going to be telling us one of their story or their encounter with friend groups, and I'm going to be asking them some questions as well. So before we get on with the episode, we're going to go on with our normal routine for every episode. We're going to practice a bit of gratitude. Today, I'm grateful for life. Alhamdulillah, I woke up early, like I planned, and everything is just going smoothly today. Alhamdulillah. Hadia, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my family, grateful for the food Sajida cooked for us. It was really nice to have to give you that. I'm grateful for everything.
I don't know what I'm grateful for.
I'm grateful for life and for the success of Davido's concert
yesterday. She went for Davido's concert yesterday and she was just sending us snaps and it was wild. And I'm sure a lot of you went and I hope you guys had fun as well. So now we're going to begin with the episode. I'm going to start by asking them questions and along the way they're going to tell you their experiences. And maybe you guys can find it relatable. Maybe you've experienced something similar. All right, the first question is, have you ever felt that your relationships within the friend group were more superficial than you would have liked? Did you think that they were a bit fake or so?
Personally, I feel like it's kind of inevitable because you can't really expect everyone to get along with each other and then eventually... Mm-hmm. This person's going to say this, that person's going to say that. Before you know it, this person is behaving a certain way towards you, or like they don't like you deep down, but then they feel like they have to maybe be nice to you.
Because everyone gets along with you.
Or something like that.
Okay.
What do you think?
For me, I feel like the amount of people in a friend group also plays like a major like deal. Let's say a friend group where they're like, let's say seven now. Mm-hmm. For instance, a friend group that are seven. Obviously, everyone is not going to be getting along with each other. It's going to be like they're going to form like little
cliques
in that same group, and then along the line, it might not start at first, but like along the line, it's just going to go.
But look, I feel like it's not even from friend groups, like from subgroups only. Something along the line could happen, do you understand? Yeah. And then this person will feel this type of resentment towards you based on things like, okay, maybe I'm close to this person. The thing is that people need to understand that in a friend group, some people are closer than the others, and that is completely fine.
Yeah.
I feel like some people in friend groups have some sense of entitlement towards some other people, and then maybe this person is getting close to that person, this person will feel resentment, and then you'll just come and be behaving
like maybe you're stealing this person from me,
which is and so childish, but then it actually exists.
Friend groups where in that friend group they are like best friends in that same friend group where they're like it never works fine, because let's say you want to hang out with this person, like you just be feeling somehow, and that friend group, like let's say you go out, maybe just you and one person in the friend group decides to go out together,
like, oh, you left us
it
out.
Now becomes a very big, big problem.
That's why I think people should stop feeling entitled
in
towards
groups.
Like one person in a friend group, because that person is allowed to have like so many other friends, you get.
Yeah.
So it does really make sense.
Okay, the second question is, have you ever experienced or witnessed the formation of cliques within the friend group, and how did it affect the dynamic between you guys, the relationship between everyone?
Personally, I don't mind formation of subgroups. I feel like it's only normal to have subgroups because some people might get along with this person more than the rest. It's fine, but then what it's based on, like why did they form that subgroup? If you're inheriting beef, then genuinely, I just don't understand how people be inheriting beefs.
Yeah.
And then that's the thing. Most subgroups are formed based on inheritance of beef. Like, I've experienced that, and I'm like, I can say that I belong to a lot of friend groups, and I've experienced that with some of my friend groups. And I feel like it happens more with girls, because like I have this friend group where it's just two girls, two guys, and if like one person is having beef with this person, like the guys don't care, do you get? I feel like women, we have this thing in us. And don't get me wrong, I also carry my friend's beef on top of my head, but not like something that isn't serious, something that I know that this person cannot do to me or is not doing to me. Because like we've had a situation where someone in our friend group offended like some people, and I cut that person off immediately. Why? Because I felt like from the way this person is moving, this person could do this to me, because I'm not even as close to her as she is to the rest, and she did that to them, so she could definitely do it to me. So I cut her off. But I feel like that doesn't even have to be
so. I feel like the reason why female friend groups are usually encounter a lot of problems is because I saw something online that said female friendships are very similar to relationships. Because the way girls are so affectionate and they're always buying each other gifts, taking care of each other. It's not like, guy friendships, they're not like emotionally connected. It's usually like vibes on vibes. They don't really talk about the deep stuff majority of the time. So I feel like that is why. I don't know. Do you think the same? Have you noticed any guy friendships that it's like deep? Like they talk about the deep stuff. It's like hardly. Yeah, there are a few. It happens to some.
I actually have seen like quite a lot.
Yeah, yes. Like I have this friend, like I could sit down and cry on FaceTime with him, and then you know,
no, that's
like,
female to male. I'm talking about like girl and male.
Male and male.
Maybe probably because the reason why I've not seen that is because majority of the guys that I used to keep around me were very superficial towards each other. So maybe that is why.
Concerning the whole carrying of beef thing here, I feel like it's valid in a situation whereby, like, let's say the gravity of what that person did to your friend, like you have to wait to see, if this is something that they did to this person that they have known for a very long time, me that I just know this person, they could do it to me without thinking, do you get?
Yeah, so without feeling anything.
So you just like, let me just keep this. You might not cut the person off instantly, but just keep the distance.
Just to maintain that respect.
How do I feel about
subgroups?
Subgroups. I feel it happens now, like, to me, subgroups, like, when I'm in a, with, like, group of friends, I have a friend group, blah, 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 subgroups, it happens naturally.
Yeah.
It's not something that I need to force. I just be like, oh, I'm leaning more to this person. This person has my personality. This person understands me. Yeah. And I'm like, let me stick with this person. That doesn't mean I'm going to seclude myself from every other person, but just that I'm more attached to this person. That's what
I mean. I feel like, for example, like when we entered uni, like now Adana and I are in the same friend group at the moment, and I feel like Adana and I instantly clicked even more so than like other people that I've known for a longer time. Not that we don't click, but then Adana and I just have this type of vibe. Do you get? So
sparks.
So I feel like subgroups happen naturally, and there is no problem with subgroups unless
what I've noticed here, subgroups that happen, like, and it's based off of beef. It eventually ends.
And it's fake. It's superficial.
It's going to end because you're just doing it for the meantime.
And like,
you're using each other to pass time.
But then I feel like majority of the time, the reason why most people get intimidated by subgroups is maybe like you people's your subgroup is like naturally formed. You guys click and vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know anything about your friendship group or anything, but maybe if someone is to be intimidated, maybe it's because they feel like they cannot form that connection that you guys have.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone's vibe is different.
Everyone's vibe is different.
You can't force it.
Okay, so the third question is, have you ever felt pressure to conform to certain behaviors or norms within the friend group?
Look, when being around people in general, you just have to learn to adapt to people's behaviors. Every person behaves differently. Everybody has their own problems. And sometimes they're like, oh, this person's problem is not a problem. But then I learned one thing from my friend. She tells me that just because someone's problems don't seem like problems to you does not mean that they're not problems.
Yes.
Do you understand? So let me tell you something. First, Adana. Oh my god. Adana just comes to school and just gives attitude. And I was like, what is wrong with this girl? I think Adana one time gave me attitude. I was wondering what I did to her. So I went home, I texted her. And then she was like, no, nothing. She was just giving me short replies. I was like, so this is the thing with Adana. When she has that attitude, I just allow her.
Yes.
Do you understand?
I went through that in secondary school for
3 years.
That I have
accepted. I'm not saying what she's doing is right. I think she's better. Like, she has been.
She has actually improved a lot.
I think she has
improved. I'm so proud of you. Clap for yourself. Let's clap for her.
I'm not trying to make her.
Don't gas her up.
Yeah, so I feel like sometimes you just need to learn how to, like, cohabit with people. It's something that you should actually, like, how do I put it? something that you should have in you, yes. like as a person, just even socially, you need to choose be socially like intelligent. Yeah. I just learn how to live with people, but it's not every BS that you should just like take. Do you understand?
True. I can't really say much on this because people have tried to which word that is. I've tried to understand me, my personality, type of person I am. So I do the same for others. I try my best, but if I cannot, because this life, I've not come to this world to train anybody except my kids in future. So
amen.
I feel if I cannot, like if it's not okay for me, if it's not conducive for me, I just distance myself.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I do. So if I know I can't tolerate someone in that friend group, like I'm not trying to beef anyone because I don't like stress. So if I know that I can't tolerate you, I can just tolerate you in bits.
Yeah.
Our friendship would be like cordial. I'll come to school, we'll talk, or like whatever it is, we'll meet outside, we talk. But then you and I will not be very close because I know that I will not be able to tolerate you, and I will not put a strain on our relationship because I know that if we are around each other for too long, we'll definitely have issues.
Yeah, but there's some that bad. It's just bad character.
Yes.
It's just bad. Like, just you bad don't character. Have training.
It's not like they're bad people.
Yes.
They just have bad
they
character.
They just have really, really bad
They might
character.
Have good personalities, but just bad characters.
And I have people that are just always confused. Like, they just don't know
what's happening.
And they're just like normal. I like those type of people that are just like stress-free. It's like,
you don't know what happened, so you don't even need
you don't
to
need involve yourself.
Yeah, even if you want to hear, you hear both sides, you're like, oh, okay.
You guys should fix it between yourselves.
You know what I don't like? If someone is like, oh, I want to hear your side, I want to hear your side. But then you're not carrying what I said to tell. I don't need you to transmit information. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I don't need to know what the other person said. I don't need you to tell the person what I said. But you can say it directly to each other.
To
I feel
her,
like at this point, I mean, we're still kids, but then I feel like
there's
everyone
no
has
need carrying beef.
A sense
that.
Of maturity now to know that if you have an issue with someone, go there. I don't carry people's beef on top of my head, like especially these petty beefs, because at the end of the day it will turn back on you.
But what do you think about meeting, like trying to confront somebody concerning like
certain things?
Like, let's say you guys have let's say it's not really beef, but like you just notice something is good, you don't know what exactly is going on, but you just know that the energy is not right.
It's not right.
How do you know? Do you feel it's okay to confront the person or just continue? You guys should go with the same vibe.
Honestly, I don't mind confronting the person. You can talk to them like, okay, I've noticed this, like what's up, are you like, some people might be so immature that they'll be like, I don't know what you're noticing, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then it's better when you talk to the person, you're like, okay, I'm noticing this, you know, despite the fact that they might come off immature or anything, talk to them, say your piece that, okay, this is how I felt. You've been giving me this kind of vibe. I've been feeling this vibe from you. If to them it's not a vibe, to you, you felt that way. Because definitely they were giving you the vibe for you to feel it. Because people feel energies. If you're giving me the energy, I'm going to feel it.
But also this type of situation here, the person can only be seeing you're wrong. Like, they're not seeing what they did
what
that
they
made
did,
you feel that way. They're not be like, oh, you were giving me attitude, but you never saw what you did that made me give that attitude.
You know
attitude.
What I've come to realize?
I've experienced that.
I've experienced something
people
like that. So I'm just
like... No, people might know that they're wrong, but I don't know how to say this in English, but Bodunkunya will not allow them to admit what they did.
Yeah, what they did.
It will not.
It's
do you
the
understand?
Ego, and it's very
the
bad.
It's the ego. But to me, it's like, I've come to this place in my life where if I know that you're wrong, I'll just allow you. Because there's really no point. I'm not getting an apology from you, so I'll just
there's
let
no
go.
Need.
But also, it depends on how much I value you.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. Because I went to Adana one time, and I was telling her this issue that I had with my friend, like, when I'm in a friend group, it's just her and I. And then I was telling her that, honestly, like, I really want to, like, reach out to her, but then... At the end of the day, I ended up reaching out to her because I waited and I was like, the value I put on my friendship is higher than my ego. Do you understand? Because I feel like it was just my ego that was in the way. So yeah, and we sorted it out and I was so happy about that because like she's someone that I genuinely value.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like it just depends on how I...
True.
In what regard I hold you.
Yes. So the next question is, have you ever felt a lack of personal connection within the friend group?
No, I don't think so, me personally.
Most of the friend groups I've been in, it's like, I know someone that is in that friend group, like, from way before. And personally, I like to think that I can click with, like, different sets of people.
Mm.
emotional connection is what I'm not sure about. I mean, I don't necessarily feel like, I can tell this person my issue and I expect that person to be emotionally there for me. I feel like that's a sense of entitlement that I should not have. But then in my friend group, like, there are certain people that, yes, I feel very comfortable telling them my issues. But I feel like sometimes in friend groups, people feel entitled to knowing your issues.
Yeah. And that issue stuff, yeah.
It causes Stephen issues, yes, in some instances, yeah.
But this whole question, yeah, still boils down to subgroup. I don't know why. Because the whole emotional connection, being able to speak to someone in the friend group, it's not everyone that, you can really speak to in that friend group, like, about your problem. Yeah. Even though you know, okay, they won't judge, it's not about judging.
Yeah.
But, like, this person just will not understand. This person will not give me the advice I need. Will not relate to it.
Or they'll make it all about themselves.
It could be, like, that person that you're clicking with the most. Just be like, something is happening to me. I don't know how to go about it. Tell me, blah, blah, blah. It's just happened naturally and you're asking this person. You don't need to consult everybody in the friend group. I don't think it's really necessary. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
And I feel like, for me personally, if, like, in my friend group someone is having an issue and you don't tell me, I don't get angry. I can be emotionally there for you if I, like, know you're going through something. But I will not feel angry because you did not tell me. And I feel like everybody should just, like,
and also this situation where you're going through something, you don't tell me, yeah, and then you now take offense that I did not check up on you.
Yeah, yeah,
that one I don't understand.
Like, I feel like that's, like, emotional blackmail.
Yeah, because not everyone can read minds.
I'm just like, maybe something's going on in your...
emotionally unintelligent, because you don't expect me to know your issues. Like, and if you come and you're acting a certain way, the best thing I can do is, what happened? And if you're not giving me a suitable reply, you're just behaving anyhow.
You're just like, I'm okay. It'd be like, you're giving me attitude. I've tried my best now. She'd be fine at the end of the day.
Also, I've experienced, like, having issues and then people that expected to be there for me were not necessarily there for me. So, like, all those type of people, just, like, just keep them aside or something like that. And then, to me, at that point in my life, it was people that I never actually expected to be there for me. Those were the people that were there for
me. You know, something similar happened to me beginning of this year. Something drastic happened to me. And it's not like I hid it from anyone. I have a Finsta, so I posted it on my Finsta. Everybody knew. Mm-hmm. And even the people on my Finsta that, okay, I know we're, like, chill, but we don't talk all the time, they reached out, I hope you're fine and everything. But then the two people that I was, like, really close to, that we're always together in school and everything, I wasn't online for, I think, was it 2 months?
Yeah.
It was 2 months. I wasn't active for, like, 2 months. We did not communicate for that whole 2 months. And when the whole drastic thing happened, we spoke in school. And I told them, and they saw what I posted, and I told them that this is what happened. The whole 2 months, we did not speak, no updates, nothing. We resumed school, and I told them reality. I was like, I was really hurt by your actions, because as people, I value, like, this, and I respect, like, the way I put you guys in my life, and you guys did not reach out. It wasn't nice. And they were like, they thought I was angry at them.
That's manipulation.
Do you get, something happened to me.
Stand up for you and say, I messed up, like, I didn't check up on you. Maybe I forgot. It's valid.
Exactly.
People don't really accept their mistakes.
You remember what I was telling you? It's not where, like,
yeah,
you can be taking someone in high regards.
Yeah, it's not, and they don't see you that way.
Like, that way.
That's,
like, you really value this person. This person will send your papa
another type of person that, if we are in a, like, we're in a relationship, we're all friends, we're in a relationship, and I'm that kind of person that will always reassure you how much I care about you and the place you hold in my life.
You're
and that's something I always do. Yes. I always do it to them. But then it's like, the energy wasn't really, it's like, I care for you this much, but then
it's not
you
balanced.
Don't. And then maybe I was lying to myself. That's like, you know, in my
it's
first podcast, when I spoke
so
about stop lying to yourself about when people show you their true characters, it's up to you to see it.
Yeah.
So at some point, I was lying to myself. Maybe it's just, you know, how
them,
they are giving,
like,
excuses, those kind of things.
Belt.
And now I've completely stopped. I'm not dealing with anybody's BS. 2024 is coming.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why sometimes, I might hate this person. I might say I hate this person, Sha.
Yeah.
But then I have to give it to Yasmin. Honestly, like, if you should have a friend like Yasmin, you should know that no matter what, even if it's going to be by 4 a.m., Yasmin would definitely be there for it. We did this thing when I was going through something. Actually, we were both going through something.
Yeah.
We did morning check-ins and evening check-ins. Like, she's actually such a nice person, regardless of our issues, tiny issues.
Yes.
I really appreciate her to be
Shout out to you, Yasmin.
Yeah. Why I hope you're listening to this. Okay, so the last question is, what advice would you give to the listeners who might be going through a similar experience with their friend groups?
Firstly, I would, like, be more open, like, communication, that's number one. Like, I feel if anything is going on, something you're not okay with, because I feel in anything, any relationship, any situation, shape, whatever, your mental health comes first. So voice your opinion. If you feel that person is trying to gaslight you, it's just pushing the blame to you.
Call them out on it.
First, you call them out. If you feel it's still not going well, because some friendships, you feel like you've known this person for long. That's why you're keeping this person. Like, it's not, at the same time, it's still not healthy for you. So I feel like you can just keep the person at distance. It's hard. It's very, very hard because of the amount of time you've known the person. But at the same time, just do what you know is going to be right, which is cutting that person off.
It should be a change you are willing to embrace. Embrace the change, whether it is positive or negative. You would see the effects sooner or later. And trust me, the effect is going to be great.
I feel like if someone is going into a friend group, or if a friend group is forming, form a personal relationship with each of those people. One. Two, do not inherit people's beef, please, I beg you. And then if you feel like, okay, this person, you don't really like the vibe, or you feel like they are all against you collectively. So some people say that, okay, if like a lot of people have a problem with you, you're the problem. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because they can have like the same mindset towards you, and if you feel like that person is not happy for you in any way, because I've been in situations like that, please leave. Like, it's not really hard, but it's not easy to make friends, like good friends. And then also, when you have an issue with someone, please don't let anyone tell you that, don't care about it.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. I feel like, no, you should actually put in that work to, like, maintain that relationship, strengthen that relationship. Because at the end of the day, people say that, oh, friends don't matter. I feel like they do. They play a huge part in our lives, especially at this point in our lives.
True.
So, yeah, I feel like you just gauge the vibe, gauge the energy. And then work with that. Be a bad person in your friend group.
Be the one to select your friends. Let them not select you.
Yes.
Select and don't allow yourself or let anyone in the friend group make you feel inferior or like make you feel like you're lacking something. Because you should... I feel like it's hard to be... It's easy to say, okay, be confident in yourself. Have high self-esteem.
Yeah.
Because I've been in friend groups or like with a friend that I felt oppressed by. Like for the longest time. Do you understand? And then it took like... I think maybe me growing up, having a change of mind, to like, know that, okay, this person is not good for me. Do you understand? Because, and I felt like I had to be with that person because, oh, we know each other from birth. Do you understand? Like what Adana said, I feel like don't feel that way. You should just do you and put yourself first.
Okay, guys, thank you for your responses. Now they're going to ask some questions and we are going to respond to each other. Adana, you can go on.
Okay, what is your take on a situation whereby your very close friend, let's say your best friend, yeah, don't like using best friend, but your best mate, yeah, is you're having a problem with someone, and then instead of your best friend to like, I know we spoke about the whole not carrying beef thing here, but like you've told your best friend about this whole situation that occurred between you and someone, and then you're now seeing them hanging out with that person, doing certain things. What do you guys think about that whole situation?
That is a tricky situation. Personally, I kind of carry my friend's beef on top of my head, so I would not do that. But if someone else does that, I feel like it just depends on the circumstance, but there are certain things I would not expect you to do with that person. I don't know, like, it's kind of a tricky situation. I don't expect you to have, like, an issue with that person or hate them because of me. No, because that's inherited beef. But I feel like there's just a limit and there are boundaries that you should not cross.
And respect.
Yeah. at least respect your friend. I should know that, okay, if at any point you have to choose, I know that sounds childish, but then,
yes,
like, for example, if you had to choose, you'd pick my piece.
Yeah.
Over
this, like, newbie.
Yeah.
I think I've done this before, and I'm very sorry, Aden. I think I've done this before. But then, for me, is I'm too forgiving. At least I was too forgiving. And I just let people back into my life, like, easily, even when they've shown their true colors. And then it's something I'm learning to stop. And, oh, no, alhamdulillah, I've gotten to an extent where I'm not behaving like that anymore. But then sometimes, I, you know, with the whole, you know, whenever it comes to girls, chat, I'm always like, okay, you know, sometimes babes can, like, move in a way and just be like, okay, maybe it's just lack of understanding or lack of
emotional intelligence or something
like that. Exactly. So I can, like, tend to give, let it slide under the rug sometimes, but then it's not right. But then when it comes to guys, if you mess up, especially if we're not that close, I can just, like, X you instantly.
You know what scares me? You know, like, in friend groups, what type of people scare me? You see, those people that have an issue with someone, you come to me, you tell me XYZ about this person.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, you said it today, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I listen to you. And tomorrow, I see you with that person. Oh, chummy, chummy. Those people scare me because they don't even realize that. I don't want to say it like this, but they are bad people. Like, do you understand? Like, it's so scary. How can you move that way? And I feel like something I've come to understand. There was this time I told her, and if you see me tomorrow, so please slap my mouth. Because I've learned to, like, keep short when someone is telling me something.
Yeah.
Best I can say is, sorry, may God bring peace. Or Allah Barisa. Because trust me, that person, when because obviously having issues, I feel like having issues with friends, it's normal. Let's normalize that.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You can have small arguments, small this, small, even big things. Do you understand? You can argue and fight on things. It's normal. I feel like, let me say this in Hausa, but friendship,
If it's not, if you guys are not fighting, then it's hypocrisy.
It's hypocrisy. Proper hypocrisy. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I actually appreciate fights. But those people that come and then today they are fighting with this person and then tomorrow you see them together, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, how can you move that way?
I think that's, like, the one thing I know I stick with so much is, let's say I have a problem. Like, before I stay to insult somebody, you have,
you have filled your cup.
Oh, God. The cup, they over. So, like, if I stay like this, and I know I've spoken about this person.
Yeah.
Let me say, I've gossiped about this person.
That's what I was about to say.
I can't be friends with that. That's like, what I was no matter say. How, okay, you come back to me. Because I've been in a situation where you come back to me and then, because normally you see you're wrong now.
Yeah.
You come back to me and then you tell me, oh, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. And then I feel like we can settle it.
Yeah.
Fine and good. Thank you. Apology accepted.
Accepted.
Access denied. Simple, like,
yeah.
I know I've, there's no
you
way
forget,
I've,
but you don't forget.
Yeah, like, it's also that, yeah, and also, like, I feel the way I've already spoken about you, I don't think I can be friends with you.
Like,
that, like, I've really, like, I don't have respect for you again. I feel in friendship,
not
you must, like you said in the first episode, you must have respect for your friends.
It's
like,
very hypocritical.
It's
if
not,
you're not
it's
going
impossible.
To, I know what I don't like about some people. We'll sit down, let's say Adana and I could sit down and gossip about you, Sejida. And the next thing, Adana and I have an issue, then Adana will go to Sejida and say, oh, this is what I said, but this is what I
said.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't like people like that.
It's basically saying, let me tell you my own side, though.
Those people are also scary. Run away from those people. If you have those type of people in your friend group, I'm telling you, the friendship is not even going to last. So it's better you might just as well leave from, like, the beginning.
So, thank you guys for answering my questions, Sejida.
Hadia, do you have a question?
So my question is, how do you deal with issues in a friend group? Like, if you're having an issue with a certain person in a friend group, how would you go about it?
Okay, first, you know, if you have an issue with someone, and maybe it's like from, you know, some majority of times in friend groups, issues come up with he said, she said. That's how they start. They always start with he said, she said. But then if it's like a simple issue that, okay, maybe this person did something to me in front of everybody that made me feel embarrassed or ashamed or something like that, I can just, maybe when nobody is there, I can talk to them, okay, what she said to me, I found it really offensive and it hurt my feelings. So please, like, don't do that again. You don't have to say please, just don't do it again. You have to show me respect or something like that. And
you see, in friend groups, trust me, learn to make people respect you.
Yeah.
Not learn to make people, but like, act in a way that people would respect you.
Yeah.
I promise you, if they don't have that,
that's
respect
why you shouldn't tell everybody your business.
They are not going to respect you. And once one person does not respect you, it's going to rub off on the other people. Unless, you know, in slight circumstances, like if you're actually a good person, you should know that, okay, as a human being, I'm supposed to respect this person.
Yeah.
I owe this person respect as a human. But some people don't think that way.
And so majority of times, the reason why there's that kind of disrespect in friend groups is due to when everyone in the friend group knows your business, your movement.
Yeah.
It causes a lot of disrespect. That's why there's exactly see finish. There's a limit to what you let them know about you. Obviously, you guys are all friends and you guys are trying to build this kind of amazing connection. You can tell them some things, but there are some things that you should be kept to yourself alone. Not everyone
the
needs to know that kind
bad.
Of business.
It's
exactly.
Not the good and the bad. Because I'm telling you, it's not everybody that is happy for you.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I promise.
One.
That's why I'm honest. Large friend groups, I'm not in support of them, to be honest. Keep your friendships intimate.
How many people do you think should be in a friend group?
Okay. I think like 4.
I was about to say that.
4. Because.
4 or 6.
4.
Do you know
6?
Something? I don't even think there's a problem. No. I don't think there's a problem with large friend groups if you pick the right people.
Yeah.
And if those people understand that, okay, you should not have that sense of entitlement, you should owe everyone respect, form personal relationships and then be okay with how everybody's relationship is. You see when, like, you have issues with your friends and then they start saying, she said, he said, please just allow that one to die down because you are never going to get to the bottom of it.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
And also, if you're forming friend groups, it shouldn't be based on... Your friendship shouldn't be based on circumstance that, okay, this person is friends with this person, so they brought their friend, and this person brought their friend. Those kind of friend groups, they don't work out. It should be kind of friend group that, okay, you people got to know each other at your own pace. Not that these people have already been so close before and they now came. And obviously, there's going to be that diversity in the friend group because you guys are closer than everyone else.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be based on circumstance.
I feel like
it should
be saying like the negative part of
having
friend groups. But I feel like they're so beautiful because when we sit down and then we're all vibing, like, it's actually
so
fun.
Nice.
Like
when we
like
go
for henna. Super fun. When we go for henna, when we go out, I don't know.
When you're in class.
You understand, like, there's that vibe and then it's so funny and then everyone is laughing. But when it gets bad, then it gets really bad.
It gets really bad. It's like a mini family you guys have created because you don't
but
know
not everybody likes to accept other people's family.
It takes time. Some people, it takes time. Like, for me personally, it takes time for me to get comfortable around people. It takes a long
time.
Friend
groups are really nice. Like, I feel like friend groups, like, for personally for me, I read better when I'm reading with people.
Yeah.
And, like, even if it's, like, subgroup or, like, the entire group, I feel like it made my reading easier. It made school easier for me. Like, it made it better, easier for me to learn, easier for me to pass. Like, there are actually advantages
benefits,
to friend
groups.
So, yeah, it's just about getting the right one.
Okay, so guys, this brings us to the end of today's episode. I'm so happy that I had my Kano Warriors on today's episode. Guys, we have a group on Snapchat and Instagram. It's called Kano Warriors. I don't know, I named it because Hadia and I are from Kano.
Shout out to our friend
like...
group. I think this is one of like the healthiest friend groups I've been in. Mentally and emotionally.
It's because of me. This is so nice.
Love you guys.
Sweet. I love you all too.
Aww.
I didn't know, say it.
It's okay to show love. Don't be shy.
You guys, she's just shining her teeth. But anyways, guys, I'm so happy we had this. And I hope you guys have taken one or two things from this. And you'll be able to work on your friend groups positively. Be able to learn how to tolerate people and live with them. No, not necessarily live with them, but adjust and adapt.
Adapt.
Yeah.
I think that's what. Tiamo, people.
You can say bye.
Bye, everyone.
I have an adjo. Don't forget to practice self-love, self-care, and gratitude.
I love being here.
Bye.
Bye.